The city of Sitka is preparing to receive over $40 million in grant funding to revamp the city-owned airport building, which sits on state-owned land. But earlier this winter, Municipal Administrator John Leach told the assembly they'd hit a roadblock. The FAA is unlikely to move forward with the grant until the city renews its lease with the state. And some of the new federal and state requirements gave assembly members pause, like a cut of concessions from airport retailers, additional security, and parking fees. The draft lease the assembly reviewed on November 28th would cost the city around $17,000 a year in rent. Leach told the assembly that without any additional revenue, the city would lose out on millions of dollars over the next several decades.
If we don't change anything about our fee structure and follow the lease as presented, the net present value over the 55-year term is a $16.2 million loss to the city and borough of Sitka. So what I did is I laid out some alternatives. These are possible ways that we could recoup those fees to get the airport lease to break even if the assembly were to decide to move forward with the lease.
Leach has proposed a few options, like using parking fees or a head tax to offset expenses. The current draft lease does not include parking fees. Leach recommended the assembly deal with those separately. Fees could come before the assembly for consideration down the road in a separate sublease agreement. Most assembly members, including Tim Pike, agreed that they needed to move forward with the lease as is to keep the ball moving with the state and tackle issues like parking down the road.
We want people to have the opportunity to realize that this is a very long-term thing we're talking about here. And yeah, there's a big project associated with it. But, you know, if we don't sign the lease, the state takes it over and then we're going to get what we get. So, you know, I think it's in Sitka's best interest to maintain control of its airport and maintain control of that experience for everybody.
Tor Christensen said when the parking fee discussion does come before the assembly, he wants the city to consider assuming control of the parking lot rather than the state.
It sounds like parking charges are coming whether we do it or the state does it. And I'd rather have control so that we can try and keep it down as low as possible. And we would at least be able to listen to people's concerns and try and make changes.
Regardless of what happens with parking down the line, Assemblymember Chris Yested wanted the public to know that changes at the airport are coming. And he said he'd support the lease, but agreed with other assembly members that rather than approving the lease right away, they should delay the decision for a couple of weeks.
I guess the thing for me and for all of us Sitkins to realize is our airport is going to change for what we know of it, more than likely. Costs to us and probably everyone going through it will go up in one way or another. And though I don't exactly like change, I think this is change that we're going to have to make.
Ultimately, the assembly unanimously decided to postpone a decision on the lease with the state to give the public more time to review the document. They'll take up the conversation again at their December 12th meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.